Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim, Klal Samaches, and we're starting Siman Yud. Siman Yud deals with something which at first glance seems to be obvious to us, but there are elements of Chiddush to it. The Chayodim says that a person, they do a mitzvah, they should make sure that the mitzvah is not a mitzvah haba'a b'aveira. Now, there is a concept in certain scenarios of essay d'ocha lo sasei, that the essay to do a mitzvah sasei, a person can override a lo sasei in certain circumstances. That does not apply across the board. In a scenario where that does not apply, if a person does an aveira in conjunction with the mitzvah, not only is that improper to do, but it invalidates the mitzvah. And that's what the Chayyadim is saying. The person has to be careful that it should not be in a situation of mitzvah of a aveira, because not only will the person get an aveira, which is obvious, but the mitzvah will not be valid. Now, the example which he's going to give, for example, is a case. Shaltei mitzvah b'aveira kagoyin shagozel sitzes. Person stole sitzes and he wants to do the mitzvah of sitzes, or matzah, or lulav. He stole matzah, he stole lulav. Or shar mitzvahs, or any other of the mitzvahs, and he's trying to fulfill the mitzvah with that item. So the person will not be yotze with that item. So obviously we're not talking about the obvious case of a person is doing that intentionally. What about a case of a person stole inadvertently? He took the wrong item. He didn't return it like he's supposed to. The poskim say that in a scenario where a person stole b'shoge, you still would have the concept of a mitzvah hamboba aveira. So many times the people don't realize that they're doing something incorrect, so a person has to be careful about that. Otherwise, the person will not be yotze the mitzvah that they're doing. The Gemara says that if you're purchasing a lulav, you have to make sure the person who's selling it has full rights to it. The Gemara says a scenario where there's a certain people which we assume that they are gozlei arata, that they take property which is not theirs. So if they're selling the case over there, I think, was the arava from the field, or maybe it was the hadassim from the field. So that's a mitzvah aveira, because even when you steal a field, the land cannot actually transfer ownership through gzela of a karka. But when you cut the item off, that's when the gzela takes place. So if you're going to go to the field and cut the hadassim from the field, you're going to be the gazlan, even though you had no intent to steal at all. Who mita raisa? This psul is not a psul drabonon. This is functions on a deraisa level. They see adam ki yakriv mikem lahutzi esa gozel. When a person brings a korban, this says that adam has to be makriv mikem, and has to be from each individual person has to own it. Chazal say that the Torah uses the lashon of Adam, just like Adam, a Rishon, whatever he was marked was a korban, was clearly his. There was no competition, so you have to make sure that it's something that is clearly yours. You have clear title to it, and the point is that's when the korban is valid. If it's not yours, the korban is not valid. Not only is it not there's an aveira of taking it, but it invalidates the kashrus of the korban. Chazal were very careful about this concept of gzeila in regards to mitzvah. Taking it a step further, not only are you not yotze to the mitzvah, but what was supposed to be your seneger, something which acts as your defendant in the heavenly court, it will act as your prosecutor. Here you're taking a mitzvah and turning it into something which will be used against you in the court of heaven. So the person has to be very careful about that concept. So that's the example that the Chayyadim gives in conjunction with Gzela. That's the most common example where it's given, but there are other examples as well, which we will clarify in the upcoming Shurim, and meanwhile, have a good day.